Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Bailey Jr. He will be on the call Saturday afternoon. So I guess the pregame starts at 8 a.m., Solana? I guess so, right? Four-hour pregame?
Yes, 8 a.m. on Saturday, bright and early.
So the game kicks off at noon. Joe Zgacki, Don Bailey Jr., DBJ will try to work in some of our funny calls. He was able to work in going back to Cali. I thought the way that game was going, you weren't going to be able to get one line in. We were happy that you did. Because that was a rough one, like you say, up until the fourth quarter when things started to turn our way. So we've got some lines for you for this Saturday. Are you ready?
I sure am.
All right, so today happens to be National Pasta Day. Now, first of all, what is your favorite pasta?
Spaghetti.
Of course. I after my own heart. Spaghetti. Now, pizza is not a pasta. I understand that. But when I think Italian and National Pasta Day, I think of the legendary Dean Martin. And here is a song I'm sure you're very familiar with.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
That is perfect. Is that a good touchdown call or what?
I mean, yeah. I think it's brilliant. I think it's brilliant. I think you'll be able to do that perfect.
One. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Now, we happen to be talking about the movie The Joker yesterday. It's a huge flop. Everyone hates the movie. I had it in my head, The Joker, and then I started thinking about the Steve Miller Band song, The Joker, you know, and I'm not going to give you the line. I'm a joker. I'm a toker. I'm a midnight smoke. I wasn't going to get drug involved. But here's the opening to The Joker from Steve Miller Band.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice because I speak of the pompatus of love.
I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you some of that.
I think you're probably gangster love is where you'll actually ended up there.
Yeah,
some people call me the space cowboy. Some people call me the gangster of love.
Yeah, I think that's about right. But I do like being called Maurice every now and then.
Well, isn't if the feeling overcomes you, you do all four lines. If you can only sneak in two before Joe starts to get the shakes, then you end at two.
Why were you in the? You were in the booth in Cali. It was hard. I lobbied now to get some of that stuff in. I lobbied.
Listen. When a game's seemingly falling apart and you've got Joe Zgacki next to you and Vic Bermudez around you, I wouldn't do anything to anger either of them because they remind me. Joe Zgacki reminds me of like the Hulk. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
That's a good one. You know, we should start calling him the Hulk.
We should give you that line. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. Here's one more. I'm going to give you one more line. Today is Eminem's birthday. You fan of Eminem at all?
I love them, especially the red ones.
All right. Well, I was thinking more along the lines of the rapper, but here's the opening for Lose Yourself.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti.
Such a great line. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti.
Give it to me again. I kind of like that.
Yeah, play that again.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti.
I believe Eminem has a restaurant in Detroit called Mom's Spaghetti. Am I correct on that? I think you did end up opening a restaurant because that line is so iconic. I think you could work that in, DBJ.
I do too.
His palms are sweaty. And Maybe, you know, I don't know, maybe a true freshman gets in the game. You go, yeah, Joe, you know, his palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti.
First freshman off the bench, that's what he's getting hit with.
Boom. It's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. All right, there you go, DBJ. We gave you some good lines for Saturday. Everybody listening, undefeated Miami and Louisville. Noon kickoff here on 560 QAM. Joe Zagacki and Don Bailey Jr. and Josh Darrow and Vic Bermudez and a cast of thousands. Thank you, DBJ.
Love you guys. Have a good day. See ya.
Those were three good lines. We gave him three good lines. I think he's going to have a good time with those. I know he loves the Dean Martin song. That's easy. Like, that's a slam dunk for him.
If he does the Eminem, I'm falling out of the chair.
Mom's spaghetti. Because Joe would understand the, like, you could use that line in scenarios.
Yes.
Up until mom's spaghetti. Then it just becomes really confusing, which is how I envision that going in the booth.
I think Joe's neck snapped, vomit on his sweater already. I think that's when Joe looks over.
Yeah, and then you hit him with the mom's spaghetti. Joe's out. All right,
3:21 left in the third quarter.
Mom's, whose spaghetti?
17.
You say mom's spaghetti?
3:21 left in the third quarter.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.